Black History Month is that time of year earmarked to celebrate African-American accomplishments and contributions to American culture. But commentator Nia Palmer says you won't find her commemorating the 28 days set aside for Black history.
Morgan Freeman was criticized for declaring Black History Month ridiculous. While I'm probably at risk for having my Black card revoked, I must admit that I'm so glad someone finally said it. I hate Black History Month. It's the one month out of the year when white people feel comfortable asking me all sorts of strange, inappropriate questions and treating me as if I'm the spokesperson for the Black race. Perhaps I would feel differently if I'd come of age during the Civil Rights Movement. Instead, I missed the whole Civil Rights thing by about 30 years and was the byproduct of what everybody was fighting for. Integration, equality, and the right to be the only Black kid in the classroom, unknowingly sent off to school to represent the entire Black race for an entire month every year. I didn't always hate February. My hatred and discomfort grew over the years. Too many activities that involved cutting out the shape of Martin Luther King's head and pasting it to a popsicle stick. I abhor school projects during the month of February. I hate having to read aloud Sounder, The Bluest Eye, To Kill a Mockingbird, or any other book that some invisible educational committee decided would be perfect because they contain the words nigger, shack, freedom, and all having at least one character with the name Miss Bessie or Tom. From time to time, I awake in the middle of the night, drenched with sweat, flashbacks from countless Februarys spent in elementary and high school. I shudder when I recall how my English teacher decided that we would watch taped episodes of I'll Fly Away. Afterwards, she led a discussion about how times were so much simpler then. One year, we even had an African-American celebration in the auditorium featuring an African dance troupe, which still manages to make me cringe when I think of it. There's nothing wrong with celebrating the achievements of African Americans, but if it's not done with the precision of a surgeon, it can easily become a minstrel show. My homeroom teacher made me attend after telling me that I was unappreciative, and who else did I think all this was being done for? Unfortunately, the year of the dance troupe was the same year that Shaka Zulu aired on television. You may not remember, but it's something that I'll never forget because I tend to divide my school years into two chapters, before Shaka Zulu aired on television and after. A 10-hour epic touted as being about an illegitimate prince who reclaims his birthright with brilliance and brutality. The miniseries providing my classmates with a new arsenal of insults to hurl at me. Instead of calling me by my name, I was referred to as Spear Chucker. If it makes you cringe, imagine living it every single day. This year, I'm boycotting Black History Month. I have too many bad memories to celebrate for an entire 28 days. When I have children, I plan on sending a note with them to school on the first day of February. It will read, "My children are not to participate in Black History Month festivities this year. They are not allowed to attend assemblies, write any reports, or take part in discussions. If there's a problem, please call us." Whoa.
Oh, mercy, mercy me. Nia Palmer is a writer living in Los Angeles. All things ain't what they used to be. No. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind. From the north and south and east, far. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. Mercy. All things ain't what they used to be. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury.